them, so that they have the professional school of public affairs and social welfare and social services and police science and political science, graduate and undergraduate. On the lower campus, and they have their own separate library there. And that makes more sense than the way they were cut by the law. Well, they had to do that because they were using one of the dormitory towers for the
I don't think
you can have an upper level institution without freshmen and seniors, without freshmen and sophomores. I think you need to have a reasonable balance in the 4 years, but that doesn't mean that you can't have more students in the upper 2 years than you had in the first 2 years. And then this ties in again with particularly with a graduate program, and we're dealing with the opportunities for graduate work and tying in the last 2 years with the graduate program. And if you have more students in the upper 2 years, I think it focuses your graduate program. Particular that he has made in a way of public statements that may address that reference to you earlier. But again, I've not been associated with the university closely for some years now.
When did you retire?
In 1960.
You retired in 1960?
60? I retired in 71.
Produced on Long Island and they're not happy.
brighter ones, if they can find acceptance elsewhere, want to go away from home.
Mm-hmm.
So, they either go out of the upstate, or they go upstate. Yeah. How does it come from? Well, I don't know about that one.
Well, let me
do that, if that's all right.
Well, it's best as possible, I would like to help, because obviously I don't really have that kind of
set aside for this. I understand. All right. Let's go through what you have in the call.
It's cross-references all the board's resolutions about the system since the start of the university. And the secretary and I understand that filing system so that, you know, we can research that sort of thing and find, for example, these are the cards that I pulled from the early years in the first part of the college in Long Island. And I thought if you could go through there, these are summaries of the resolutions. Anything that you find that would be of interest, then we can pull them out of the minutes.
Overall organization that was willing to PCI for public education on Long Island was the Citizens Committee for Public Colleges on Long Island. Through this particular organization, we have been able to gain the support of a number of important organizations such as PTAs, school veterans, school men, unions, and management.